Did we have anybody sign in? Nancy, number two?
No.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of committee business, community center.
Community center did their globe buildings.
Neat in the paper.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what all came out of it, but it looks like the participation was very good.
Good. The marketing committee did not meet this past month, so they'll have a report next time. Planning and zoning commission, John.
Good evening, Mayor Swearingen, distinguished gentlemen. For those of you that may not that remain, I'm John Ellen, little on Sea Watch Way, chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission. You have a fairly thick packet there on some proposed draft amendments to Chapter 19 on zoning and portable code of ordinances regarding the setback regulations. The reason it's so thick, basically, is we're trying to clarify what a setback is and then be consistent between all the different residential and business districts within the town of Cura Beach. So it's the same change, but it's propagated through the ordinance in all of the different districts. Just quickly, we're requesting the town's consideration and approval of our proposed text amendments, and you have those attached to your package. And consider the recommendation to be reasonable in the public interest based on the findings that the amendments more effectively regulate the function and use of the setbacks within the town's zoning districts. The effective setback regulations are consistent with the goal of the land use capability set forth in Part 3, Section 2, Bravo of the Land Use Plan. So unless you have any questions, I don't think you want me to read through that 20 plus pages.
I guess I personally would like to have more time to read them, but also I think it might be good to put it off for the next council. Would give them something to do, but I do have a question.
I get to do this twice.
I do have a question on page 2 under section 19.1, definitions, and as you go down to the bottom of the page, definition of yard, and to me, there might be setback in addition to someplace else rather than this, but something I'd just like to bring to your attention to consider. Yard front shall mean a yard across the full width of the lot extending from the front line of the nearest building to the lot, on the lot, to the front line of the lot. We had an incident several years ago of a question about where the front of the lot was versus the back or the side. And the owner, and frankly, Ben, that John did not have any part of this, Ben, building inspector, sort of pulled out of the sky where the front of the lot was. And I would like for maybe you to go back and consider whether or not that needs to be in more detail. This was based on a map that was drawn in the county decades ago for a road that was supposed to be down what is now private property, and I mean belonging to people in Cura Beach Village. There's no way on the face of the earth you could build a road there. The county no longer had any easement or anything. But because it was on a map from literally decades ago, they decided that that was the road that made the front of the lot, and it made a huge difference in where the the residential structure could be situated on that lot. And I'm just wondering, you don't have to comment on it tonight or think about it tonight, but maybe go home and think about, is there a better way to define
well, the lot
to the, you know, the front level, because the front level of the lot normally is the street that the building is on, but
the lot is deeded to you and it's recorded in the register book of deeds.
Yeah.
And this, it has
that. This wasn't on the deed. This was a landlocked situation, and there was no road anywhere on the lot, on any side of the lot. It was a landlocked situation. And
I certainly don't know the particular case you're referring to, but I would think the lot would be,
you know, should it be on the
deed? Surveyed and deeded to what that square is, a rectangle.
And should it be where, I mean, on a deed, do you identify the front of the lot? Say if it's on a corner.
Your deed has.
You identify which one of those
streets. Your deed has the four marks for your lot. And they're staked out in the survey.
Well, if it's on a corner and you have two streets, on the deed, it identifies.
The lot is deeded. The lot is deeded up to, say, here, and then the street, and you have a easement for the town.
Yeah, but
the lot line only goes to where.
Well, as a corner lot with two streets, you can choose which one is your front and which one is your side.
Yeah, I don't think it says.
Isn't that right,
deed,
John?
No,
it's a house.
No, you don't have a building on there yet.
Let's ask the building inspector.
Okay.
How do you determine the front of a piece of property?
Specifies that the narrower side of the lot is considered the front of the lot.
Louder,
the narrowest side. Narrowest side of the lot is the front. The 50-foot side.
Because we've got a number of houses that the address is on the side opposite what's considered the main building.
Yes, we do.
Well, I know one that's being built right now in Curie Beach Village, and the front of the lot is, and the house is about this long. And it's about it's only about this wide, so that the side part of it is much smaller than the front part of it.
You're talking about 744 Gulfstream Drive?
Yes.
Well, it only fronts on one side, so that will be the front.
Okay. What if the lot does not front on a street or road?
He says it's the narrow. Oh.
I believe the mayor is talking about a very specific piece of property on Trout Lane that was a one-off, and I foresee no possible way that it would ever happen again in Curie Beach.
Right.
But it was a snafu as far as the previous building inspector was concerned.
Okay.
We'll take that paragraph, that two-liner, and discuss it at our meeting and consider changes to it.
But if you would give us more time to really digest it.
Just from my understanding, John, I think you haven't changed any of the setbacks, the side, the fronts, or the rears. All you have done in this statement is made each of those a consistent statement in each of the statutes.
Some use the word yard, and some use setback, and now we have it yard/setback.
So we haven't changed anything. I mean, I read through it. We haven't changed anything. We've just been consistent on how we now define the setback.
Yes.
But the amount of the setback is the same. The size of the lots are the same. Everything is the same, but I mean, there is a lot of pages. If you want to look through them, fine.
Well, I think the question is, the next step is a public hearing anyway, right? We can't vote on this without a public hearing.
Well, correct. I mean, after you review it as council or the next council.
Right.
And then there has to be a public hearing before you have changes, correct?
Right. So, Mayor, I agree with you. I would say we move this to new business for the next council in the December meeting, and then set the public hearing in January. And that gives everyone the time to review it, and then the new council will act on it. So I make a motion we move this to new business for the December meeting.
Second.
And as part of that, we'll address if we change that one line.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Shoreline, Dennis, are you still here?
I am. I have nothing to report. The beach is still there.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
And we're still allowed to fish on the beach, right?
Still allowed to fish.
Thank you.
But not for whales.
Non-town committee reports. Let me tell you, Dustin Robinson attended his first ADA meeting last week down at the New Hanover County Government Center. And everybody was just so nice and very welcoming to him, and he truly enjoyed it. He learned a lot. He asked several questions. But I would like to make a note, Nancy, that that committee, the county ADA committee, now meets once a quarter, not every month. So hopefully, the end of the next quarter, he will attend the council meeting to tell you what they've been doing. What about our Citizens MPO committee? Are you guys doing anything special that would be nice?
They had their first meeting in November, a couple of weeks ago. I attended. It was basically the administrative meeting to kick off Transportation 2045, which will culminate in a new published book in the fall of 19, by October of 2019. So it's about a two-year process to get the next five-year plan put together.
Okay.
It was basically introduced to new people. We had, of all the different towns, communities, there were three of us that were repeat and six new people. Okay. And of course, there'll be a new person to replace me, so I'll be on the council.
Okay, well, thank you. Any other non-town committee reports? Consideration of department head business, Nancy, administration and recreation.
Evening, Mayor and Commissioners. In your agenda packet, you have a memo from Nikki Keeley, our recreation manager. We're asking for approval of the proposed dates for the 2018 National Park programs. This follows pretty much the same scenario that we've done since 2015. Boogie in the Park runs from May through October, the first and third Sundays. Turtle Talks runs from June 11th through August 27th. Green Beach Market, Tuesdays from June 12th through August 28th. Storytime by the Sea, June 13th through August 29th. And Open Active, June 14th through August 16th. We have one major holiday with Boogie in the Park, which is Labor Day, and we normally make sure that we bring in a band that doesn't have a large following or overly well known to keep traffic. And we always keep an eye on traffic and we consult with the police chief and the fire chief for those reviews. So we're just asking approval of those.
Any concerns about Labor Day weekend? So July 4th on the Wednesday this coming year, the Sunday on either side is the same distance, so I think that was a wash. Labor Day is going to be questionable a little bit. You got to deal with it, Chief. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did it last year.
Labor Day is not heavily, it's not the weekend it used to be there.
Seems like it's
school kids like a school.
Yeah, I mean, I think we did okay last this year with it.
Okay.
One question, Nancy, and that is the Oceanfront Park. I know we've been renting it for weddings, certain items. Are we going to stop that for the summer again this coming year, or have we decided? Do we know?
No, by policy right now, we don't rent it. June.
Okay.
I think it's mid-June through August.
Okay. I just want to be sure that.
And,
so we're still going to follow that practice.
Unless you
change it.
Okay. We're not going to recommend to you that change.
Then I have no other questions.
Okay.
Make a motion we accept as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. I mentioned to Nancy, and maybe I jumped the gun. The Island of Lights parade, I did tell them back in September that except for the fire department, we were not going to participate. We have participated in the last almost 3 years. Yeah, at least the last 2 years. I know Jim will be hopefully riding the fire truck with his grandchildren. I guess it's really up to the new chief if you need to clear that with him. But if anybody else would like to ride with him, that is really a fun thing to do.
Well, it's not up to him. It's December 1st. I'm still on council on December 1st. I'm his liaison.
And he's on the board.
I'll drive the fire truck.
The board of directors.
So, unless you guys want to build a float, I just...
We can't ride it, Jake, we'll say no.
Yeah, we have to build a float.
Want to build a float?
No.
No.
I'll answer for Sonny. No.
No.
You're welcome, Jimmy.
Listen, we have in the past had elected officials on the fire engine.
Yeah.
And just waiting to the crowd and throw it out candy. So that's certainly an opportunity.
They've been in autos also.
Yes, in autos. And we used the card 1 year. There's a light pack on it.
But the fire truck's going.
You guys knock yourself up. Have a great time.
Fire truck's really fun. They're trucking on there.
What?
With the fire truck, you throw the candy in front of the truck. The kids run out and you hit the airport.
Yeah.
Okay. Arlen, we can't believe you're here tonight. Do you have any?
Was there a consensus? Nobody's in the parade?
Jim, we elected him.
Jim's in, on the fire truck.
His last thing.
But
so
that's
one
not.
Sign they, one person's in the parade.
No.
No.
We'll be with our fire truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. And they're going to have the fire truck automatically anyway. They don't ask us.
Well, our new councilman, you guys are welcome to go if y'all want to ride.
I'll be out of town that
night. Oh, there you go. Before I face your nice job,
in all honesty, it's not a bad deal to stand up there and throw candy to the kids and have a good time.
And Jim used to ride it all the time, even when he wasn't on council.
That's right.
So,
or when he didn't have candy.
Throwing candy to little kids.
Keep going.
Yeah, your parents.
Thank you, Arlen. There you go.
So, Arlen, do you have anything to say, or you're just here to enjoy the night? Well, thank you for coming.
Maybe next time.
And we hope you're feeling so much better.
Thank you.
Okay. Building department. John, it's all yours.
Development line finally passed.
Yay! Nice job!
I know you know that already.
Was that version 4?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. 4A.
I'd like to get permission from council to go ahead and record that map now. Make it part of the Amherst County Register of Deeds. That way surveyors can access that map and plug them into the surveys for all the oceanfront properties.
Make a motion when we record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay.
Did you want to talk about something else?
I'll bring it up with public works.
Okay, fire department. Oh, I guess they're at a fire. Police department.
No
comments, huh? Public works.
Yeah, so Jimmy doesn't have anything to bring up. I'll bring it up for him. But he's here representing, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you go first and then I'll...
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to give an update on the...
Lift station.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You can take over from here.
No, you got it. I'm interested because I'm getting called. So.
Right, yeah, absolutely. And I also want to let council know that the relining of the storm drains in the Curie Village area has been completed also.
Sure.
And that's basically about it tonight.
How is it in front of Public Works building? When's it? The road going to be?
Actually, they are doing the final punch list on the lift station, so hopefully, I'm not going to give an exact date because I honestly do not know, but they are finally on the final punch list. As soon as they hand that to me, I'll let council know.
Well, can you ask them tomorrow and send us a note so when we're at Thanksgiving, people ask us, we can answer the question?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Is Curie Beach Village completed?
Yes, sir, as far as the phase one, the phase two, later on down the line, I want to get some more camera and, you know, go from there.
Okay.
Other than that, yes.
Arlen, didn't we just write a big check for the thing down there? So that in itself should say we're getting closer, isn't it?
We've written a lot of big checks for that.
Exactly right.
This was a really big one. Hopefully that means it's getting closer.
Absolutely.
Take this, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, other thing for Public Works that I forwarded emails to all the council. Sorry it's not on the agenda, but to talk about the signage that we have from the Dow Chemical Plant outlet or inlet, as they call it, on the beach. We have a property owner that is a little concerned with how the signage is right now. I asked the Building Inspections Department and Public Works to research, and I know the mayor brought some more information as well on what I want us to do is identify exactly where we think there's underwater issues, the specific, you know, where they are on the beach, and then I want council's guidance on how far north and south of that we want signs. So we square that away. We had signs, we added extra signs, and they moved. And a number of homeowners have now addressed council with concerns. And so I just want us to say, here's the plan, right? So if you look at old pictures, which Jim pulled some pictures for us, for council, basically what you have, and I think everyone has a copy, and I'll pass these out for the audience after we're done, is when they built this, they went 45 feet down with this riprap and then basically braced it so they had an inlet and filled it in. And so here, if you want to pass these out, Nancy. And so what I'd like to identify is those north and south edges, and then what I'm looking for council is how far, 50 feet, 75 feet, 100 feet north and south of those edges are where we believe our sign should be.
Well, Commissioner Hagler, in the handout here and in several other handouts, and this map comes from a publication that the New Hanover County Library got for us from the Smithsonian, and it states in there that where it goes into the ocean, and the picture that you have, that is 200 feet long.
Right.
Now, we might think of this long in front, but no. It's 200 feet long going out into the ocean from the pump house. Each one of those areas, the space in the middle that the water comes into, and the parts on each side that are filled with sand to keep the water in that area, each one of those three things are supposedly 45 feet wide. So that's... So, total 45 feet wide, 15, 15, and 15,
okay,
45
right.
feet wide.
Sure.
So, I think my concern a year ago, when we had some of our councils, our congressional staff down here, the signs were really one way down here and one way down here. They weren't very close to where that 45-foot width goes out into the ocean, but also if you were out in the ocean on a surfboard or just swimming, you couldn't see those signs. And if you were coming onto the beach, you couldn't see those signs. And then we kind of went from there. So that's to give you a little bit of idea. It doesn't go 200 feet north to south. It goes 200 feet out into and from the pump house, from where the pump house was, out toward the ocean, but the width of it only 45 feet.
I understand. So the question that Sonny asked me to ask council so that we can get this solved is how far to the north of the north edge and how far to the south of the south edge does council feel the proper distance for signage is, and then we'll collapse the signs in front of there.
I would like to seek a little guidance on that based on the flow. And John, is that something you can talk to Spencer about? What would be, if you have a structure in the water, if you have an obstruction in the water, what would be the reasonable amount of space? Because he's done all that tide flow and all the
studies. Are you talking about any of that old material to have migrated?
No, but is there any regulation about a distance, or a minimum or a maximum?
Or guidelines or anything?
Yeah, I think Spencer would know.
Like if you're
I don't think there is, because council's talked about this for over a decade that I know of, and, honestly, we're going above and beyond what we've been required to do based on what the attorney said and in the past.
When we talk to the...
I can certainly ask Spencer, though, yes.
Yeah, I think he might have an idea. He might say it's 100 feet ought to be sufficient or something. I think it'd be better to have a learned input than a guess.
Right. Well, I think absent of council guidance, we would follow the same thing we do at the pier, right? The no swimming sign distance from the pier. Because that makes sense. And then we're following.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's not hundreds and hundreds of feet.
It's I mean, we can measure it on both sides.
I don't think it's 200 feet. Those signs are 200 feet, really?
It's 250 feet, dude.
It's 250 feet.
Okay, wow. Doesn't feel that much in the water yet.
Well, if you're think about if you're walking down the beach, either from the north or the south, where do you need to see that sign first in order to stay out of the ocean? 200 feet, 100 feet, 50 feet?
That's a question.
Well, if you're walking down the beach.
So Spencer can give us guidance.
And then if you're playing there in the ocean and you're body surfing and the current's washing you this way or this way, should you be able to see a sign while you're standing up there looking towards shore? Should you be able to see a sign? Because you didn't see either one of the other ones.
Well,
should
there's big signs.
See one.
Well, we went to smaller signs just because of the issues from just 6 months ago. We made the signs smaller. I don't know that you're going to see them in the water. So I like your idea. I propose to council that we get guidance from Spencer, and if we don't have guidance, we follow what we're doing with other signage on the beach for an obstruction of the water, which is up here.
And for Nancy, who's taking minutes, that's Spencer Rogers.
Okay, thank you.
So request we direct the building inspector to ask for guidance on signage distance from obstructions in the water.
Okay, so I'm asking Spencer or any kind of guidance he may have on sign proper distance from obstructions in the water.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if we get that, I propose that he communicates that to Public Works, and Public Works will move the signs to that proper distance from the north and south edges of the obstructions. If you could help him work with that. Jimmy, you got that part?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then please let us know, because I need to communicate back to the homeowner that has the issue. If you could.
Is that a motion? Is that a motion?
I'm requesting council.
It's just a
request council, Request council for consensus.
Does he
need to come back to council or
have a consensus on that?
No, you can communicate with Public Works and they will move the sign directly to the north and south boundaries. So they're the same distance from the obstruction north and south.
So if we don't get guidance from Spencer, what is your direction?
200 feet. Okay. That's my input, unless you guys have a better number.
200 feet in each direction?
Yeah.
Okay, now people who are playing out there in the water, not walking down the beach.
Well, then I'm going to do a different number.
Nothing. I mean, that's where you're going to have a surfer or a child body surfing with, and parents or no parents. That's where I can see it's the most dangerous. Not people walking on the beach, but people who are out there in the water. And if you have sign, you've got sign facing this way, so Craig's coming up and he can see it, and one this way so you can see it. Okay, somebody in the water can't see either one of those signs.
Well,
somebody sitting right here going to, you know, and they're sitting there, they've got 400 feet there to sit on, and they can't see either one of those signs because they're back to them. How are they going to know that while they're out there in the water, they could be gutted with this metal?
Well, about 15 years ago when we originally contacted the Corps, and they priced what it would take to start the work, and they also told us that legally, if we touched anything, that we belong, it belonged to us.
Yeah.
And they also said, it was a suggestion, as I remember, but they said four signs, all of them facing out all four different directions.
Okay. Yeah, and after talking about this for the past year, I agree completely. I think it's the state's responsibility, and if we came up with the money to do it, the first time we touch it, it belongs to us.
Yeah.
And I think it needs to.
Unless something's changed, that was the letter that the Corps sent.
Yeah. But I like their idea of four signs, one in each direction.
Well, the homeowners, that's the issues we've got. And so if it was a public beach access there, which I know there's a walkway, but there's no parking, the same people that are using that beach are the ones that complain about the signage. It's the exact same people. So I don't know what the right answer is. I think the issue is we got to make sure we protect the public and take the considerations of the homeowners.
Well, especially if there's an outside agency that can direct us.
I mean, that's where we are, folks, right? Let's find the boundary, and then we'll ask the outside agency for direction on what the distance ought to be. I'll tell you, that part of the beach is not used.
Right. Yeah.
It's empty.
Yeah.
I go on it. Yeah. I'm the only one there because I don't go over.
Right. Yeah.
Do we need a motion for that, or are we done?
Yes. John, do you know what we want you to do?
I think so.
I have one question. If he doesn't get an answer from Spencer Rogers and you said 200 feet from each end, that's only two signs?
No, there could be signs inside, because how many signs do we have total? Six?
Six.
Yeah. Yeah, just the furthest away signs will be at that boundary. Because right now, one of the homeowners' concerns is on the north we're way too far, and on the south we're not far enough. That was an issue, I think, or maybe I flipped it
the other way.
Yeah, the other way. And so I think we should be consistent. We need to define the boundaries for public works and then measure them off and say these are the north and south signs. And then at least we can explain why they are the way they are.
I'm pretty sure that the sign in front of Mr. Adams' house will not be moving.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. And
I just want us to be able to explain
where the signs are and how we got them there, and then that's fair enough. I don't know if it's going to move or not, but I think if it doesn't, then we can at least explain this is why we did it. Right? If Spencer says 50 feet, it will move.
Yep.
And that's the issue, right? Is maybe the inmost sign say 200 feet from here or something. We'll talk to him if he proposes that as an issue. But I'll communicate where we are once we know.
And if he has no opinion at all, I would call the Corps of Engineers.
So that's all I had, sorry. Thank you, Jim, for helping me out.
Okay. Consideration of old business. Joseph, you're going to talk to us about parking ordinances.
Yes, we got a couple of months ago all these undefined and unclarified sections or wording on ordinances within town. She thought if I stumble explaining this, please correct me. But we wanted to sit down and do this under P&Z, go through all these ordinances and kind of tighten them up, since parking is still going to be an issue with the town. Perhaps if we can tighten up some of these ordinances, then that will help clarify our direction, which way we're going to get paid or unpaid parking or continue unpaid parking.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. I guess if I had a request, because I provided you also with a list of concerns other than just paid parking. Let me give you an example. If you set up an ordinance for vehicles no longer than 5 feet can park in our parking spaces because they're taking up too much room into the roadway. Along with the ordinance, we really need some recommendations on how that would be enforced. Will there be signs there to indicate that those size vehicles will not be able to park there? And for like parking back in the neighborhoods, will we have something at the, you know, on the roads that are perpendicular to Fort Fisher? Will we have roads that say one block back off of Fort Fisher? Will have a sign that says, you know, residential parking only? And how will we know it's residential? Will everybody there have a little sticker or permit to go on their car, ones they can get for visitors, or will there be markings in the street of which parking places belong to which houses? In addition to, yes, we would like to keep people from coming back into the neighborhoods as we get more and more and more tourists, but how are we going to enforce that? How are we going to advertise it to let people know that that's what the law is? Okay. That's my biggest request. But good luck. I think it's a great idea. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And thank you, Joseph.
I heard P&Z mentioned in that discussion. Who's in charge of this group? Joe? Joe?
I'm assuming Chief
Fowler.
I was there.
Chief.
Okay, so Chief, you're going to call the meeting of Joseph and me and get us together? And...
Sure.
Okay.
We'll do it on his schedule.
Okay.
Well, by the time they call the meeting, you might not be on.
That's true. We'll pass it on to you.
Well, I think this is the perfect time to do it because we can tighten everything up before the season starts, and that will give us some direction for what we want to do.
Sure.
We
have a couple of months to do that. Okay. Thank you. Do we need to have a motion to allow Joseph to do this?
I'll support it. Good luck.
Yeah, support it. Consensus.
Yeah. Go to it, Joseph. Very proud of you. Okay, new business. The vacancy on PNC for alternate member, regular member, the interview process. I remember several years ago because I interviewed to be on the PNC and the committee got to do it and make a recommendation to the council, and then for whatever reason someone had that stopped. We do it for, don't we do that for the other committees?
As I remember, all the committees
get to interview.
Did that originally.
Yeah,
for PNC.
And then someone stopped it for PNC.
Yeah. Well, there's five people right now. Five, right, Nancy?
Yes.
If for PNC. That's like a record.
Board of Adjustment doesn't interview.
Right.
Yeah, they do. I interviewed for Board of Adjustment.
Well, Board of Adjustment doesn't interview the people that go to
the board. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, neither one of them are supposed to, because they're both quasi-juridicial boards. The council can let them do this.
Changed.
Well, I think it'd be in their best interest, especially with five people going, to let PNZ at least.
I'm okay with any process.
And an opening dialogue, and then they can say, you know, two people were great, three people were no. They can give us the feedback, they can make the decision, of course, they can offer feedback to us, and then we can make the decision going forward in the board.
That's certainly a very good idea. Very good, thank you.
Now, so that would mean that they come up with some direction and we approve it.
Well, they make a suggestion. We don't have to take it.
Right, okay. All right.
But they can say, this person gave a crazy answer over here or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from my perspective, from my perspective on PNC, I want to make sure that it isn't dominated, if you can, by the north or the south, or by realty, or by builders, or by individual neighborhoods. So I think the makeup should be as diverse for the town representation as possible.
And at the same time, I think people who serve on PNC have been on there long enough that they know what kind of quality it takes, what kind of knowledge. and with somebody coming on there because they have a personal agenda for one specific item and the rest of the stuff they're not even interested in. We don't get into all of that, but the members of the commission in interviewing somebody could find out all the, you know, who's really, really qualified, or they feel like it's not qualified. And then council gets to pick whoever they want. But at least they have some recommendations from people who would be working with them every month. John?
Okay. As we all know, there is an alternate position currently open. As of the next council meeting, there will be a member open also. So if we interview five people at our December 6th meeting, which I still plan to chair, when we make the recommendation back to council for your December meeting, do you want rank one and two and three also ran? Or do you want just, here's the two that we think should be the next two, and then y'all decide who goes on council and who becomes the alternate? Do you want, I know that's your decision anyway, but do you want us to rank order those top two? Or just give you the top two?
That's where it gets a little tricky.
Well, so for me personally, and I don't know if I was involved in when this changed or not, I can't remember now, but I do know why, at least I think it's council's responsibility, right? So there's two boards of the town that are required by the legislature. All the rest of the committees are, we cannot have any of them, but P&Z and Board of Adjustment are required. And council has a responsibility in their selection process. And so I appreciate that that is an input, that the P&Z says these are the people we think will work with them, but I can tell you at the meeting, all of the people that want to be on P&Z will have to go through an interview process. With, I can do it without you guys if you say you're going to use a different process, fine. But I'm going to talk to all five of them because those are the two committees that make the recommendations that impact the citizens the most. All the rest of them are nice, and we control them with the budget and everything else. But P&Z and the Board of Adjustment, to me, are the two committees that we have a specific responsibility in selecting. That's my point. And I'm fine. I'm glad for them to interview them, but I'll either go sit in their meeting if you guys are saying that we're not going to do it that way, or I'll talk to them all separately. I'm fine with however we want to do it. But I think council owns a specific responsibility for those choices, in my opinion.
I agree with Commissioner Haver that whatever we do, that the council should still interview all five.
Right. Yeah.
John, May I ask you, under our consent agenda, we accepted the resignation, but we did not automatically appoint the alternate in his place.
Yes, we did that.
Have we?
Yeah, Mr. Cawthorn has been sworn in as the moving
board. So we appointed the alternate before member of P&Z resigned?
Yes, we have. When he resigned, his seat was up, so the alternate immediately could move into his seat.
Yeah, but at that point, this resignation has not been
accepted.
By the code of ordinances, your alternate takes the seat. That's what how this council changed it.
Even though we haven't approved this resignation.
Well, that would be strange if we didn't approve the resignation. Okay, so now we have room for one additional member.
And for one alternate.
Right.
Okay. So I'm all in favor of the commission having the opportunity to interview the people, have a chance to get to know them, and be able to report to us any recommendations they may have, yay or nay.
I agree with that. I didn't say I was opposed to it.
Well, I agree with David. I think we should still interview all five. Right. I just think P&Z, since they'll be the ones that serve with them for a minimum of 5 years, it's just an extra layer of debt.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody comes up and says, you know, I want an 80-foot height limit, and, you know, obviously. It's not gonna go anywhere.
Since I'm gonna be on both sides of this issue.
Right.
Interviewing them and then interviewing them again. Should I recuse myself when I'm a new council member?
No.
No.
It's not personal interest.
You can't.
Yeah, it's not personal interest. Well, since.
You only recuse yourself if you have a financial investment. If you're going to make money off of one of them, if you appoint them and make a recommendation for them. And if you don't have that connection with any of them, then you do not recuse yourself on anything.
But he can't.
But I could have a favorite and sway that favorite in that meeting.
Well, I'm sure everybody on there could do that.
Okay. Yeah, well, we'll all have a.
But there's only one of those people that's going to be sitting right there.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll all have a favorite.
Okay.
Just trying to learn a little.
Would anybody like to make a motion that we let the P&Z Commission have the opportunity to interview the candidates?
I'll make that motion.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
You can't vote now, John. Okay. And then we'll interview them after you make your recommendations to us. Discussion and consideration of rescheduling the December council meeting.
Yes, currently the December council meeting is December 19th. That is 6 days before December 25th, which is an incredible difficult time of travel for people who may have family who wish to attend the swearing-in ceremony.
Is this personal?
What? No, not necessarily personal. No, not for me. And it's also to get somebody who will be available to swear us in at a reasonable time. Therefore, I would recommend we move the meeting 1 week earlier to December 12th and have our meeting then.
Do I have a motion?
Can we make it the 11th in case I have to travel? Just Mondays are better than Tuesdays. Can you be ready the 11th? Is that a problem for you yet? I mean, I'm fine.
No.
It just opens that week for travel.
It could be. Yeah, it could be an answer. If we need to, I guess we can do the 11th.
I'm asking.
We actually can do the 11th. I can do the 11th.
Nancy, can you get everything ready by the 11th?
Yes.
Can you guys do the 11th? Everybody else? Me.
What was the comment you gave?
I'm asking. I'm hoping not to travel, but that opens it up.
You know, we could just change our council meetings to the third Monday of the third.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Monday Night Football.
I want to keep telling my kids travel.
Yeah, that's really screwing up.
So I make a motion that we do it on the 11th at the normal time of 6:30.
I can second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. I have nothing to report. Do we have any council members? Anything to report?
No.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?